afternoon truth wins team. Determined. Ah, we're
I am determined.
I am determined. I'm the Determinator.
The Determinator.
Well, in a way, we are the Determinator. We do determine where we go.
Bless coming in, bless going out. I'm commanding that.
Okay, so before we begin our lesson, let's start off with a quick prayer.
Thank you, Father. Praise your holy name. Elohim. We thank you, Father, that you are part of our lives completely. You created us, and we give you the essence of everything that we have. You've given us. We give it back to you so that we're able to receive the blessing of the Lord in every way possible. We thank you, Father, that your love, your everything is in our life today. We thank you, Father, that you are a part of this production and that many people come to know Jesus as Lord and they receive the blessing of the Lord through the Holy Spirit with evidence of speaking in tongues. We thank you, Father, this day is the day the Lord hath made and it is
good.
Good. Absolutely good. We ask this now in the name of Jesus, the name above all names.
Amen.
Amen and amen, we all said.
Right, well, as you know, we've been kind of teaching on prayer, and the first we taught that the first thing we're to do is we're to pray for all men, meaning men and women, children, everybody. And then we're just pray for who's in authority. And then when we have specific prayers, we can pray in English, like we can pray, Father, we come to you on behalf of whomever you put in the person's name, that the Lord of the harvest will be busy in their life. They'll be born again, filled with the Holy Ghost, and filled with the Spirit and evidence of speaking in tongues in Jesus' name. Amen. But then we may not know how to get someone to uncle, aunt, sister, whoever. So then we can also pray in tongues using the Holy Spirit who gives us the utterances.
He's our advocate. He's our lawyer before creation.
Right. So then he goes to the Father and sets up, like we kind of showed, that I prayed for Keanu Reeves for many, many years. And then I saw him on TV that he is born again now. So it's pretty cool. So a lot of people are saying, we've had questions like, well, my prayer's not answered, or why isn't my prayer answered? And so we're going to kind of show things where people kind of stumble. There is an answer. They just don't really understand everything.
They're not patient, possibly.
But we're going to go through a lesson. So we're only going to teach number one reason where people may have an issue. And we probably will continue on. But if you teach too much in one lesson, it kind of gets overwhelming. And you probably wouldn't even remember like 2, 3, 4, 5 to 25, but you can remember one.
Right.
So we're going to start off with one. We're going to be determined.
Hosea 4:6. That's the prophet of God, Hosea. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge because you have rejected knowledge. I also will reject you, saith the Lord. I said that. Absence of certain definite knowledge as to God's will.
Right, and that seems what a lot of people are missing. They don't know it's God's will to heal everyone. They want to use a consecration prayer. Be it your will, you do this. Like, if you take this away, if it's not your will, as far as consecration, but we never see Jesus going when he prayed for the sick, if it's your will, Father, heal them. He'd just say, be well, according to your faith, it's
right.
Done unto you.
And it was done.
Right. And so that I've asked before, I'll ask again, if you have a verse that says it's not God's will to heal everyone, please send it to us. We'd gladly share it with everyone. But then it would kind of make Isaiah incorrect, who said he, by his stripes we are healed.
And I wanted to say here that many people, they don't know which rule to use in prayer, so they just use any rule. They use baseball rules when you're playing football, or you use it vice versa. That's what we need to know, what it is, what we're praying about, and what kind of rules that is involved in praying the prayer petition or the prayer of consecration, or the prayer of praise, etc. There's all kinds of types of prayer.
Right. So we're saying you're going to be determined to get the knowledge, not reject the knowledge, because he said they rejected it. They had the knowledge that they rejected. So you're not going to reject, because Aunt Mary said something, you're not going to reject what Jesus said. We're always going to stick with what the Holy Spirit, God, and Jesus, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, what they say we'll keep. And everybody, because it says God can't lie, and every man could lie, but God cannot lie.
Says every man could be a liar, but God is not a liar.
Right. And another thing to know, which I think is important, because a lot of times people go, well, if it's a lack of knowledge, well, how are we going to know everything? Well, we do know that John said that all that Jesus did, all the miracles, all the greatness of him couldn't be written in all the books of the world.
Yeah, the world couldn't contain all the blessings Jesus did while he was here in his life.
Well, so if we don't have all that, how are we going to have knowledge? Well, that's where the Holy Spirit came in. He inspired the men that wrote the Bible, and he selected. Like, why is there not a recording of every miracle Jesus did? Because what's there is what's recorded in
the... For the blessing of the body of Christ.
Well, it's really, he did what was needed, as according to 1 Timothy 3:16, said all scriptures there for edifying, teaching, learning. So he's put in every scripture you need to be successful. So you have the knowledge, so you can be determined to get your blessing. So let's see what else it says.
It says in Isaiah 55:10-11, for as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven, and do not return there, but water the earth and make it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the things for which I sent it.
Right, and that's pretty awesome right there. It says,
yeah, he said,
it's going to happen.
His words are not going to fall to the ground of have no value.
Right, his words are not. Your words could change things.
And you speak his words, and you're...
It will happen.
You're created in the God kind, so you could speak his words as a born-again Christian. You are given the authority to do that.
Right, so you don't want to be like in Hosea where they said they had the knowledge and they rejected the knowledge. You're not going to reject the knowledge. You're not going to perish for the lack of knowledge because you have the knowledge. And the way to have it is, like we always say, don't let the word of God depart before you, because with neuroplasticity, the more you say it, it becomes a habit. It becomes part of you, part of your spirit, part of your whole being. So that's why we keep saying it.
That was
it.
Proverbs 4:20, and that was Romans 10:17.
Right, so you can look them up yourself. So we'll go on to the next verse.
It says Luke 21:33, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away. And Luke 10:11-9 says, so I say to you, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you.
Right. That's pretty
exciting. He's just
exciting.
Laying it down.
Right. He's
you
telling
you. You just got to realize that you have the right. You have the rights that he gives you. And you are, I would say, you are given the responsibility to do it.
Well, so we're going to take a journey. A journey. I didn't tell you we're going to take a journey. It's a surprise journey. We're going to do a journey where we'll climb up the mountain to Transfiguration with Jesus when he went up with his disciples. Mm. So he went up there and they had this really great experience with all like that happened. But we're going to get to the prime thing that's for us, because we're up there along with the disciples and we get to hear just what they hear. It says, be sure to do what my son says to do. And the son is Jesus.
Right.
So that's what we need to do. We need to be sure that we do what Jesus did. So when Jesus says, be well according to your faith, we know you have the knowledge that you're healed by his stripes in Isaiah. So you say to yourself, I'm well because I know I'm healed by Jesus' stripes. And it's the same way you know you have salvation. What we don't want to do is try to dissect the Bible, because originally the Bible was written and there wasn't really chapters and parts and all kinds of things. It was just a message. It didn't end here and end there. So we know if he was wounded for our transgressions, which is our sins, and that's how we get salvation.
That's Isaiah 53:4.
But is everybody saved? Well, yes, in essence, everybody is saved.
Everybody has the opportunity. They do have the right to be saved.
Right. So it's
but
all.
Do they take that right? Do they know that as knowledge of truth?
Maybe not. So then they perish for the lack of knowledge.
Right.
But it doesn't make that verse untrue, nor does it make it untrue that the chastisement of your peace is upon him. If you're feeling a little unpeaceful, go get your peace. Don't leave it there.
Yeah, the peace of God that passes all understanding. It keeps your heart and your mind, your soul, through Christ Jesus our Lord.
Right, so be determined. Remember, that's what we're teaching. Be determined to have the knowledge.
Point.
Right.
You make an effort without being directed by the devil, the unbelief, the fleshy stuff. Because we are spirits, and the spirit is where it all comes together.
Right. So we have knowledge. We have an open book test. You can read it anytime. You can listen to it on your phone. You can memorize it. You can hear it in church. You can hear it on the internet. You just have to be determined to not refuse the knowledge. So let's see what's next.
It says in John 8:32, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Truth known, understood, received, acted upon, maintained, steadfast, believed with an appropriating faith. Faith can only come by the word. Must have the Lord's attitude toward what you are praying for. Give up on false teaching, putting the word of God in its place. Putting it in its place. In other words, you understand the word and you're allowing and you're using the word as a tool to manifest in the flesh, because it's first created in the spirit and then it becomes a fleshy thing.
Right. So we want to know that if Jesus said it, I believe it, it's so. So if Jesus says, be well, you're healed, then you know, oh, I'm healed. You don't go, oh, I feel a pain. Oh, Aunt Susie said it might not be as well.
Yeah, that's unbelief coming in, trying to stop your receiving the blessing of the Lord.
But it's not just with healing. It has to do with finances. It has to do with your peace.
Yeah,
it has your job,
your
family.
Your whole life is
in the Bible.
From the curse of the law.
Right. The Bible covers it all.
That's
in the Bible. They can go find it.
It says,
that's a nice part if you forget.
4:19, and then...
if you forget, Google
Ephesians.
It. Right, if you forget it, put in, he shall supply all my needs. What verse? And Google will come up and tell you with all the AI. Now, that's one of the good parts of AI. You can put in part of a verse and say, what verse? And it'll tell you every verse that says that. It's pretty exciting to have it. Well, we want to leave you with, since you don't lack knowledge now and you are determined.
Yeah, and you're going to continue with the word. Don't let the word of God depart from your eyes.
Right.
Every day, every day, every day. Put the spirit realm in before you.
But
because when you get involved in the word, it becomes a spirit situation. And the spirit supersedes anything physical.
Right, but we want to go back to, remember, we're up on our Mount of Transfiguration. And God says to us, be sure to listen to what Jesus says, believe it, be determined about it, and do it. So we're going to see we're going to leave you with knowledge, the truth that will set you free.
Amen.
In every circumstance.
In all five realms of human existence.
Right. And so let's see what does Jesus tell us to do that we do?
Mark 11.
Oh, and for one thing I want to also say right here, the word assuredly, it's really important. He's emphasizing, this is for you guys. It's assuredly the
truth.
Yeah,
he's saying this is a major deal here. In Mark 11, 23, 24, assuredly, most earnestly, anything that you could think of that is like, this is profound. He's saying this is profound. This is the big one. I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, and he will have whatever he says. Therefore, I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. But I want to reemphasize that last sentence more than the ones before. Therefore, I say to you, whatever things you say or ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them.
Right, and that's the truth that will set you free. Be determined,
right,
that this is what Jesus said for you to do. So if you're wondering, like, oh, well, how do I get my prayer done? He just told you there. Believe that you've received what you just prayed and asked for. And you're not going to ask incorrectly. Like, you're not going to be like Hosea, who had the knowledge and they rejected it. You're getting this knowledge.
Right.
It's changing your life.
You may not get it right away, right now, the first time you hear it.
But you're
going to continue meditating on it, thinking about it, asking the Holy Spirit to involve you with it. Read it over and over and over and over and over. Don't let the Word of God depart from your eyes and your ears and your five senses, because then it goes into your spirit. And your spirit is where the power is.
Well, so I'll go back to the thing, because it says, therefore I say to you, what things soever you ask when you pray, believe you receive them and you will have them. Well, with neuroplasticity, which we've studied a lot, which we do have a body, our brain records things, and we may have recorded the lack of knowledge type things, but we're going to rewire our brain. And then it kind of connects with our spirit. Because I remember my daughter was driving in the car and she listens to self-talk that's by Chad Helmstead. It's an app you can have self-talk. It's really good to listen to. And she was doing a carpool and she had picked up one of her daughter's friends and it was just playing kind of in the background. And the little girl was very young and she was listening to it. Says, you know, you have friends, people like you. And she goes, no, people don't like me. And my daughter was going, yes, people like you. And it just shows you someone must have said to her, I don't like you, or people
or
don't like
she
you.
She just herself said it over and over.
Yeah. And so we realize that the first time you hear you have friends and you have a good life, your brain may go, well, no, you don't.
Reject it.
Like, those people don't know me. If they knew me, they wouldn't say it. But you're going to rewire your brain and you're going to have your spirit, like, supersede it. You're going to use your faith and it does change everything.
As he says, right now you have a super highway in the wrong place. Now you need to make a super highway, a road, in the right words of the Word of God. So you make the other one turn up to be grassy and not used. So you're not going to say those things anymore. You're going to say only what Jesus said and the positive things of life.
Right. It was kind of interesting there. We went down to Los Angeles and the Ridge Route, the original before the Grapevine, it's called the Ridge Route. It was
right.
And it was a very windy, curvy.
Started by your great-grandfather.
Right, by a great-grandfather. But it was a very windy, curvy, different road because it was way long ago. And it was probably one of the first roads that kept California becoming two states. So instead of having Northern California and Southern California, two different states, it connected them.
Right, and there was a way of getting back and forth through the mountains.
Right, but that's not really what I was pointing to, but I'm telling you where it is. But you can go up there. We have gone up there. There's portions of it that are still there, but it's pretty much broken up and just obsolete.
Unmaintained.
If you don't maintain a house, the weeds grow up in the yard, the plumbing breaks, the rats move in. it doesn't work. And so you don't want to have that happen. You want, well, you want it to happen to your lack of knowledge things. That's gone.
The dumb things of your life.
Right. And you let them be gone. And then we build a new superhighway like the grapevine that's quicker, faster, better. And that's what God is, quicker, faster, better.
And maintain it with meditating on the Word of God and continuing to recall the truth, and the truth shall set you free.
Right, so we're going to do one last recall, just helping you remember. First of all, we pray for all men, and then we pray for everybody in authority.
And all those in authority.
Right, then if we need to pray, we can pray in English. And then if we need a little extra help because we're not sure exactly what else to pray, the Holy Spirit can pray through us.
Right.
And then what we're going to do, which is we're going to be determined to not perish from the lack of knowledge and not reject knowledge. We are going to accept knowledge, use the knowledge, and most assuredly get an answer to our
that's
prayer.
Matthew 8:17 is, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you.
Right.
Jesus said that.
Right. I was thinking it was Mark 11:23-24 about what asking you shall, like, what you believe it and say it shall be so. So
your prayer, the same thing.
Right. And that's kind of a good thing, because if it's said multiple times in the Bible, we are sure that it is God's will to have done. So we're going to say, what do we say? Truth wins.
Truth wins.
We say like and subscribe.
Like and subscribe.
We're very excited. Last week we got 2 new followers. We are glad. Glad you're sharing.
Yeah, you keep pushing that button.
Share. Yeah, follow. Yes, follow.
Yeah, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. We're all kings in life by Christ Jesus. See our king and queen? Yeah. That's me and Galen.
Yeah, from like...
I did that, what? I drew that...
Like 54 years ago.
54 years ago, I painted that.
Yeah, and gave it to me as a present. So we're working...
I was a young guy then.
We were working towards getting married. We weren't married quite yet, and now we've been married 53 years.
It was very prophetic, in a way.
I'm the queen! Anyway, so we'll see you next week.
You notice she's a little higher. She sits a little higher than me. I did that. I don't know why, but God said, do that.
Anyway, so we love all of you. Send prayer requests. You can call our phone number, 757-933-1312. Leave a prayer request. Leave what you like. Ask about questions. We love to hear from all of you.
And we love you.
And we're glad you're having a blessed day full of knowledge.
Hope you had a good Father's Day in the past.
Right. And that you'll have a good 4th of July coming up.
Right.
See you soon.